Elizabeth Roddick from New Life Pharmacy joins me now. New Life Pharmacy are a small independent pharmacy focusing on personal service. Their specialities include vitamin D testing and allergy screening. So, Elizabeth, I hear a lot of talk about vitamin D in the news at the moment, with people being stuck indoors, of not been getting the natural sunlight. How important is it that people take vitamin D supplements?
I think you're quite right, Barry. One of the important things is you have to expose your skin really to get the vitamin D you need. Yes, there are some foods like oily fish, some dairy products where, yes, you get a small amount of vitamin D, but right now it's basically from exposure to the sun. Now, if you live in the far north or further north, rather than maybe England into Scotland, then what happens is there's very few chances of getting enough vitamin D during the day in order to produce the vitamin that you need. So I say almost everywhere now, I would suggest everyone should be taking a supplement. And of course, we hear now about COVID, and it's so important to have your vitamin D level up in terms of your immune response. And now we're getting people recognizing that, in fact, in research, we've shown that if you have your vitamin D levels up, then you might not have such a severe reaction to this virus that's going about. So please think about taking a vitamin D supplement. They're relatively inexpensive, and I know that medical people across the UK are suggesting 400 international units. I would suggest more than that. Speak to your pharmacist, speak to your doctor about it. I think it's really important to take supplements just
I suppose with lockdown easing, there'll be a
now.
lot of people that are still treating minor injuries from their own homes, Elizabeth.
Yeah, since most accidents happen in the home, it is important to keep items ready in a first aid kit if the worst happens.
So to talk about some of the minor injuries, if we start with cuts and grazes, what would you recommend?
I think just trying to stop the bleeding, even a clean handkerchief will do, but I usually advise having some gauze swabs handy to press against the wound, and that would be ideal. You want to raise the cut above the heart to help stop the bleeding. And say you had a cut on your arm, raise that above your head until the bleeding stops. Cleaning the wound is really important, covering with a sterile dressing. I sometimes suggest an iodine dressing to accelerate the healing. But if you ask in your pharmacy, they'll give you different types and sizes to keep in your first aid kit. And please change the dressing if it becomes wet or dirty. And I know you have to also think about your tetanus status. So say you have a fall outside and you're cut with something which really is unclean, you need to think about your tetanus status. When did you last have a tetanus injection?
And what about a burn?
First thing to do is to run the burn under cold water for, say, 10 to 20 minutes. This cools the burn and it can reduce the risk of residual scarring. There are also some burn gels that are formulated to cool the area. Cling film can be applied to the burn, and once the initial burning has subsided, a non-adhesive dressing can be used. That keeps the wound clean, but please seek medical help if you've got a more extensive burn.
And what about going over on your ankle or something along those lines?
You've maybe heard of RICE, Barry. That's rest, ice, compression, elevation. The ice is to reduce the swelling. Remember, never apply ice directly to the skin. You need to apply it for, say, 20 minutes every couple of hours. And then you use an elastic bandage to reduce the swelling. Keep the ankle up on a stool, so if it's your ankle, and start with paracetamol if you're needing painkillers. You're best to wait 48 hours before using non-steroidals such as ibuprofen. I think a lot of people don't realize that. They start taking it right away, but because it's an inflammatory process, if you take a non-steroidal which stops the inflammation, then what in fact you're doing is reducing that healing. And always check, oh, if you're going to take ibuprofen after the 48 hours, then can you take it? Please check with your pharmacist if you're on other medicine.
Now, what if someone has a nosebleed in the house?
It's always very dramatic, of course, when you get a nosebleed. But most of the time, it's not serious. It's normally due to maybe a burst blood vessel in the nose, maybe through a knock or blowing your nose too hard. You want to sit up, right? Pinch the upper part of your nose just above the nostrils. usually between your thumb and index finger, and lean slightly forward. You need to keep pressing for about 15 minutes. People don't often press, you know, enough time. Once the bleeding has stopped, you should try applying ice to the top of the nose. And best not to blow your nose or take part in active sports for 24 hours or even hot drinks or alcohol. That could all start the bleeding again. Now, clearly, if you're on a blood thinner from the doctor, the bleeding is not stopping, you need to seek medical help.
Is it a good idea to have a thermometer at home?
Yes, Barry, particularly now because a high temperature is, of course, one of the symptoms of coronavirus. And I know thermometers have been difficult to get recently. But I think, yes, it's important to have one just to have in your first aid kit, and you could just check if somebody's feeling a bit hot.
And what sort of temperatures are we talking about? Obviously for coronavirus, which would be a major emergency, but also for common colds and things like that.
Yeah, you're quite right, Barry. If you have a temperature, say 38 to 40 degrees, that means, yes, you're burning up. And nowadays, with the COVID, you need to book a test and you need to self-isolate for 7 days if it comes back positive. And also your family around you, they'll need to self-isolate for 14 days. Obviously, the seven-day rule is provided you're fine after 7 days. But of course, if you still have the temperature or feeling a bit sick, diarrhea, loss of appetite, loss of smell, after the 7 days, you need to extend that. And there's lots of information on the NHS websites for people. So please look after yourself and look after your family.
How can people get in touch with you?
Yeah, we're on 01416376000 or our website, all the W's, newlifepharmacy.co.uk.
Elizabeth Roddick from New Life Pharmacy, thanks for talking to us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Barry.